We continue on with our locker room chats here tonight, KNZA 103.9 FM. Chance to talk about the Sabetha Blue Jays, and we're joined here first by the girls' head coach, that is Nate Bauman. It is presented by C&K Service, Garrett Country Mart, and Sailor Insurance. Coach, we'll dive into the loss to Wamego on Tuesday night here in just a moment, but you've played two games. You're 1-1. Got a win last week over Marysville and then the loss to Wamego this week. Just how would you assess the first couple games that you've seen so far?
I've been pleased with parts of each game, and there's parts of each game that we need that still need to work on and improve from, but that's totally to be expected at the start of a year with girls filling new roles and new spots, and it takes a little time to get into those. Marysville Friday night, I thought we were really good on the defensive end after the first quarter, especially. Kind of had to, when it's that first game of the year, you don't know a whole lot about the opponent. Of course, they have a new coach too, and we're able to make some adjustments that kind of made it hard for them to score after that first quarter, and we scored enough. We're pretty efficient on offense there. So that was a good win for us. And then last night we knew Wamego was really good, number two team in 4A. That was a good measuring stick for us. And I really thought we played pretty well other than about a quarter and a half, the end of the first half of the second quarter, and then that third quarter got away from us. But it was good for us. It's going to make us better in the long run.
Yeah, and sometimes that's all it takes is just maybe a little bit of a drought during a quarter to really kind of create some separation in a game. And you mentioned Wamego, one of the best in Class 4A. You could argue maybe the best team in Class 4A. So again, a good measuring stick here early. You know, what was the difference maybe in that quarter and change that you mentioned there that really kind of created that separation?
Yeah, you know, they're really aggressive. It's a really aggressive defense, and they got a bunch of good athletes, so they can do it with a lot of different girls. We struggled at times with just the physicality of the game. And then when we took advantage of that, when we were aggressive and got to the free throw line, we weren't very good from there either. We were 8 of 18 from the line for the game, and not that that would have won it for us or made the biggest difference, but when you're playing a team that's that quality, you have to do a lot of those things really well, and we weren't able to get that done last night. But again, that's going to be so good for us, and we will likely not see defense with that intensity the rest of the year. So having that experience of seeing that is going to be really good for us.
A couple of days worth of practice time for you this week and getting set for the matchup on Friday at Royal Valley as you jump right back into Big 7 play. They're off a win against Jefferson West on Tuesday, 59-52. They've also got a loss to Jackson Heights last week. Jackson Heights, one of the top five teams in 2A as well. So they're off to a 1-1 start. Impressive over Jeff West this week. What's the early scouting report looking like on this Royal Valley team?
Well, you know, they've got some returners that are talented with the Bryan girl and the Ladson girl, and they got some pieces inside. And Coach Boucher down there always has them ready to go and ready to fire shots up. So they're dangerous because they could get hot at any moment, and when they get hot, they can stay hot for a while. So they're always a scary team to defend. They're going to want to, I'm sure, push the pace a little bit. So we've got our work cut out for us, as we do every night in the Big 7. And so with that starting on Friday night, we're excited about just proving what we have for the league.
So about the girls basketball coach Nate Bauman joining us here off the loss to a top-ranked team in Wamego, getting back to it at Royal Valley this week. Ball games you can hear on KNZA 103.9, again on Friday at Royal Valley, also on the Sabetha channel at MSCSports.net. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck against Royal Valley. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks, Brandon.